We always like to have somebody come from the communities we go to that represent the Lorain County Metro Parks. And there's a beautiful Metro Park here in North Ridgeville, sort of tucked away. You kind of have to go down some roads that, sometimes are suspect. I'll just give you that as much.
Suspect roads?
Oh, there's some, there's part of it. Maybe they got a little bit better. There's an area there where you thought, really, there's a road here? I didn't know. It's gotten better over the years, though, because the housing developments have come in and forced them to kind of pave some of the roadways there. But Tim Fairweather, the senior naturalist over at Sandy Ridge.
Good morning.
Good morning. Of course, you have a... It's one of those Metro Park areas where you come in on a driveway, you see a little building, and then it opens up to a... What do you call that area? Wetland?
Meadow.
A meadow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hard to believe it's been 15 years now, just this past October, that we've been open.
What was there before?
Farm fields. But if you go back historically, there were swampy wetlands before people came to North Ridgeville.
What did you have to do 15 years ago to make it a Metro Park?
Went through a process of mitigation. Developers back in the late 80s, early 90s were paying into mitigation banks to develop areas. That money could be gotten from places like the Metro Parks to redo areas like Sandy Ridge, so we restored the wetlands.
Beyond restoration, what goes into keeping them the way you want them to be?
That's tricky because man can't really duplicate nature like he'd like to. So we actually have areas that we can release water. The only way water comes in is through rain, so we're totally dependent on that. But if we get too much water that we don't want, we want areas a waterfall can nest, plants can grow back in, we have to release water. But if we get a drought, it's Mother Nature at work.
So there's no inlets or outlets of anything.
Yep.
There.
It's all completely rain-fed.
How about that? Turn on the hose.
Yes. But I go back in that area, and it looks like some of it's been destroyed or something, but I guess that's just the way Mother Nature treats things. A tree dies, it just falls down.
Areas that were growing up back up in the woods were flooded intentionally. But those rotten trees, as people like to call them, are used by all the wildlife. Woodpeckers use them for nesting. Wood ducks use them for nesting. When they fall down, the snakes, the turtles, the frogs use them. So nothing goes to waste.
Snakes.
Yes.
Turtles. Frogs. And much more.
It's hard to believe. Just a week ago Sunday, we had 65-degree weather. I was leading a hike. We had all three. We had turtles out sunning themselves, frogs calling, and I was watching a hawk eat a snake.
Okay. I'm not a naturalist. In the wintertime, it gets cold. Where do the turtles go?
Good question. The aquatic turtles, snapping turtles, painted turtles, actually go underwater and they sleep in the mud underwater. Breathing slows down, heart rate, everything slows down, so they actually absorb oxygen through the water. Same as the frogs. The frogs sleep in big piles in the bottom of the ponds. They can freeze solid. We call them frog sickles at that point. Frogs, amphibians, have natural antifreeze in their bodies. So it's pretty neat.
Did you know that, Bruce?
I did not, and that's why we have Tim here always coming to mind. Because I wondered last year, you know, we went through this really deep cold, and, you know, people just in their own, they wondered, what's happening in my yard? What was going on at the Metro Parks at that
time? We had a big fish kill at the wetlands because of the huge amount of ice and then the snow on top of it. Oxygen deprivation for the water for the fish, but the amphibians, they could handle it.
In a park like this, beyond the water-related, you know, animals or whatever you have there, would you see anything like a wolf or a fox or
Coyotes.
Coyotes?
Yeah, coyotes. They're kind of nature's garbage men. They help to clean up the dead animals, but they also take live stuff as well. One of the interesting things is part of our property is right on Center Ridge, and the ambulance goes by quite a bit. And occasionally, when the ambulance goes by, we'll hear the coyotes all yipping in response to the sound.
Wait a minute. How do they... Oh, just the sound,
I guess. It's that high-pitched sound.
Oh, okay.
Sound.
Not the fact that there's someone in an ambulance.
It relates to them. No.
Okay. It was the smell or so. Who knows what's going on?
Of course, the biggest attraction at Sandy Ridge are the bald eagles. I've been nesting there since 2002. Pretty neat thing, story in North Ridgeville. There was a nonprofit group called Friends of Parks North Ridgeville. They donated money, so we have we just got this installed. It's a binocular viewer pointed at the eagle nest, so when they're starting the nesting process in March and throughout the summer, people who don't have binoculars or a telescope will be able to use this. It's like when you go to Niagara Falls and there's a binocular viewer you got to put a quarter into,
right?
Except we don't have to use the quarter at our place.
But that also lets them know somewhere in that direction they might see a bald eagle, as opposed to, where's the bald eagle? Can he stay, you know, where is it? Where is
right.
it?
The nice thing is it can move, so you can see all the waterfowl and other wildlife as well. Last night we had a hike, and there was three beavers swimming out, slapping their tails at the group, which they all got a thrill out of.
So, you know, it's not guaranteed to see anything, but you could see everything.
Yes,
if you come out there.
Exactly.
There.
People always ask me, where's the eagles? I'm like, they're here. You just got to look right. up. Look up is the best advice.
Showtime doesn't start every
yeah,
year.
Yeah, no, they often think I let them out of a cage, but I don't.
It's a great place for birding year-round.
Year-round.
Anything special come your way this past summer?
We got a couple of new birds, but one of the neatest things in the spring was a bird called the Eurasian widgeon. It's a duck. We have the American widgeon, but this one, infrequently, a few show up in the United States, and one showed up at Sandy Ridge, and we had birders from all over the state. There was an article in the Chronicle Telegram, and it ended up being distributed to the Columbus Dispatch, the Toledo Blade. It ended up on a couple of websites, so... You get a celebrity bird like that, you bring a lot of birders in.
Well, you must then have to sort of prepare or be aware that this is happening so that, you know, all of a sudden these cars show up, you know.
Actually, I was out and talking to one of my regulars, and he said, oh, there's this bird over there. And I took a look at the telescope. I'm like, no, that's a much better bird. So I posted it on Facebook, and, yeah, okay. Social media spreads the word.
Right. Well, I know in the one cabin area there's kind of a list of what's been seen or people can actually participate
yeah, yeah, we,
with that.
Yeah, we keep a list on the front door. So in case we're not around, people can try to find out what's out there.
And I see, too, last year it there were quite a few, I guess, but on your Facebook page now from Northwest Ohio, maybe they'll come here. I think they're called the snow owls.
Snowy owls. Yeah, they're from up in the tundra area. And last year, they did so well because of the amount of food that they had that a lot more of their offspring survived. But then with the parents kicked our kids out when they get to adults. there were so many, they ended up moving down south into the United, you know, southern United States, all the way down to Bermuda, they reported. But there was 100 or so in Ohio, like some ridiculous number. And they're starting to trickle in again this winter, pre-winter. A couple up by Port Clinton been reported this week, and Cleveland, Burke Lakefront Airport, and Fairport Harbor.
What kind of programs do you have coming up in the next couple of weeks at Sandy Ridge?
Well, this weekend from 10 to 4, Saturday and Sunday, we've got our holiday open house to go with the holidays at Sandy Ridge, and that's crafts, games, activities inside. For families. Coming up, of course, at Carlisle throughout the holiday season through December 30th, the Holiday Lights Program, and that's the trail that's lit up and the drive that's lit up, and that's Sundays through Thursdays, 6 to 9, Fridays and Saturdays, 6 to 10. But Sandy Ridge, we offer programs throughout the year, so just because it's cold, don't think we're closed. Check our website. We do hikes year-round, so people who like to get out can
get. Where does the snowshoeing take place? Do you have that at some of your events?
Snowshoeing is throughout the Metro Parks. Again, check out our website, metroparks.cc, for a complete listing of the snowshoe programs. There's both hikes that are guided and rentals. We mostly do rentals at Sandy Ridge because we've got the fireplace, and it's a nice place to put your shoes on and before you go out or come back in.
Uh-huh. Now, there's a tram over there, right, that you use on
Yeah,
occasion?
We run that summertime, so mid-May through mid-October. We have a tram for people who really can't make the two-mile walk around the wetlands, and it's very popular.
Well, we appreciate you coming in this morning, sharing a little bit about that. It's still amazing to think that there's bald eagles here, and, you know, decades ago, we wouldn't even expect them to be here in Lorain County.
DDT did a big job, but we've cleaned up our act, so to speak. And, you know, a new eagle nest has just been reported building in Avon Lake, too. So there's at least five throughout the county now.
Okay. Well, competition from another another area there. Tim Fairweather with the Sandy Ridge Reservation Senior Naturalist. Thanks for stopping in.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Frogs have antifreeze. That's what we got out of this.
Isn't
interview.
That something?
That's all you can remember.
Frogsicles.
Yes, yes.
We learned a new word today.
Yes, we did.